At 92.3 K-Rock, that is World Falls from the new album by Indigo Girls, Nomads, Indians, and Saints. It is, in fact, the song that gave birth to that title, as I'm sure you just heard. Pete Fornatel with my guests Amy Ray and Emily Saliers of Indigo Girls. Something I've been meaning to ask you from your first visit and never got around to it until today, but I think it was after I saw the video for Closer to Fine, I got Everly Brothers vibes. And I've asked you about influences on your music and people that you've listened to, and their names never came up before. So I just wanted to ask you directly about that today. Is that somewhere in the harmonies or in the music?
I've never listened to an Everly Brothers record in my life. I think it's because we do that close, tight harmony thing.
That's part of it. I think it's also the black guitar, the black acoustic. the two of them were notorious for doing that. So it's probably a connection by osmosis, if not direct.
Sure, it's a valid connection.
Also, last time you were here, we talked about the good stuff that happened at the Grammys last year. You won in the folk category. Did I ask you where you keep your Grammys?
I'm broke. My cat knocked it off in the little phonogram thing.
Wait a minute. Scandal here.
I know. It's
called Page Six.
I was supposed to, like, super glue it together, too, and I haven't done it yet. It's one of those things I'm supposed to do.
Well, they're plastic, so they break easily.
Your Grammy broke. That's terrible.
I have both pieces, though, so.
Crazy glue should solve the
problem. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, you were also nominated in the Best New Artist category, and there since has been a scandal. A scandal has erupted, a first-time scandal in that category because of the Milli Vanilli controversy. What did you guys think about that when you heard about it? And are you curious to know if, maybe it should go to the second runners-up. Are you curious to know where you fell in that balloting?
Well, last place, I'm sorry.
I'm curious. I mean, I have to be honest. I'm curious to know what's going to happen. What's going to happen. That's as far as it goes. But that stuff with them, I mean, we knew that they didn't. Everybody knew. I don't even understand why it even came out at this point, but it.
I didn't know that they didn't sing, like, a single note on the album. I knew there were other people involved, but that was unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is embarrassing. And
it sure is.
I mean, I tell you how ridiculous I thought that category was the last time you were here, for you to be lumped in there in that, shall we say, diverse group. But I think what it points out is the difference between manufactured music and real music, which is what I think you guys are all about.
Well, there was some pretty good real music in there.
Soul to Soul.
Soul to Soul's pretty happening, you know, and Nina Cherry.
I liked her album a lot.
So we were, it was weird to be grouped with them, but we were flattered in some ways for some of the other, because of some of the other people in the category, but.
That's why I think we got nominated by the skin of our teeth. Like, I really believe that we would be, like, down in the basement as far as number of votes go.
Yeah, even farther down than that, maybe.
Yeah.
The subway.
The subway.
1991 is at hand. What are the plans? What's coming next?
Touring.
Touring.
Writing songs. Trying to be decent people. Things like that.
You have aligned yourself with causes right from the beginning of your career. Any that you'd like to talk about this morning?
Right from the beginning of our lives.
Yeah.
Greenpeace is a pretty important group right now.
And we're touring with them, passing on information. Greenpeace is, you know, going on the road with us on this tour in the Northeast. They're very important right now. Lots of toxic waste things that need to be worked on.
It's pretty unbelievable that, like, Big Green out in California didn't pass. Mm-hmm. People are so afraid of the word tax, you know?
Yeah.
So really afraid, and I just think, like, the way a lot of Americans think is, like, we don't really take action until it's right in our faces, and so Greenpeace is just such a wonderful, effective group.
And education is something that we've been sort of concentrating on, raising some money for special schools and going around to some schools and talking to students and things like that. And then, of course, the big issue right now with our age group, I think Emily and I, with a lot of people that we know and friends and artists in the community, AIDS has become, like...
Sure.
I mean, it has been becoming that for such a long time, but right now, with my particular age group, with my friends, it's devastating, so...
Is there a point where your activity and causes interferes with the more commercial aspects of your career?
No, not at all. I mean, we just do what we want to do. And
we got our priorities straight for us as far as what we feel our priorities are straight.
It's never been a conflict.
That's terrific. That is terrific. One of the things that you do that I've admired is kind of unexpected cover versions of other people's material. We talked about the Paul Simon song you've done, the Elton John song you've done. Is there one that you would consider doing for us this morning?
Sure.
As a matter of fact,
we will.
We started out learning a lot of James Taylor songs, and most of them were the more obscure James Taylor songs, and this is one of the first ones we learned. It's called Daddy's All Gone.